Hey, this is Tim Robinson, and this is taken from the TIM, and that's Tim. Today, I have a three-parter for you. The first two parts are about customer service experiences. The third part is giving kudos to customer service representatives that did the job and did it well. I know oftentimes we have situations in customer service, and we have hopefully more good experiences than bad experiences. But when we have a bad experience, what do you do with it? Where do you put it? Do you escalate it up, or do you just go around and tell everybody else about it and never did anything about it? What about good experiences? It seems that we are quick to tell people about the bad experiences, but not so quick to tell them about the good. And we know that there are good and bad in everything. And sometimes the customer service representative just may not be having a good day. Years ago, I worked for the Old Town Trolley, and when I was working for the Old Town Trolley, they told us their philosophy of training was teaching on the Walt Disney method. You know, if you go to one of the Disney theme parks, the characters are all in costumes, and even the ones that are not in costumes, they are supposed to take on a new persona, and that persona is the persona of happiness, joy. They're just supposed to be lively and upbeat. So what they tell their employees to do is that whenever you step on a Walt Disney property, you leave your personal life, whatever you're going through, at the doorstep. And I think that is a wonderful philosophy for anyone in any type of service environment. Leave your problems on the doorstep and pick them up when you leave. I know sometimes that's maybe easier said than done because sometimes you may have problems that you just can't get past and they're a burden on you and you probably don't have the ability to take off to deal with them. But still try to focus on the positive instead of the negative, and you will give someone the actual experience that they are actually looking for and actually should receive as a customer. Listen to the three episodes, and I have put on this particular podcast an opportunity for you to leave feedback. So you have an opportunity to leave feedback on this podcast, and I would like to hear from you. Let's make this a dialogue, make it interactive. Thank you for joining, and tell your friends and family that Take It From Tim is now live. Let's get into the episode.
You should take it from the TIM, that's Tim. You should take it from the TIM, you should take it from the TIM.
I'm Tim Robinson, and like you, I've come a long way. I work with around 50 companies and indulge in over 30 revenue-generating opportunities, and I'm ready to share my life's lessons with you. Most I've learned the hard way. Join me at Take It From Tim, where Tim's talking about life, career, relationships, failure, motivation, and some fun product reviews and unboxing. My channel is unscripted, unbiased, and completely raw. Embark on an exciting journey with me as we learn and unlearn together. Ready to take it for the TIM? That's Tim. That's me.
Hey, this is taken from the TIM, and that is Tim. My episode today is lackluster customer service. I know of a situation where an individual was taken out of work for a few days because of medical issues. The individual, as his protocol from his employer, was advised to contact a dedicated number that handled this particular type of situation. The individual had been out of work the previous work week on vacation, and during their vacation, they were not given the enjoyment of satisfaction because of an underlying illness. So come that particular next week, the first work day for this individual, they were not able to go to work that day because the symptoms that they were experiencing for their particular illness had not resolved. During the time of their vacation, they had contacted their health provider, and they had a specialist that they also contacted. And they also went to an urgent care facility and was given prescriptions to assist in their treatment. Come the first workday, they went to the emergency room because the symptoms had not subsided. And tests were ran, x-rays were ran, and the problem was actually identified. The individual contacted their prospective employee, actually actual employer. They contacted the employer and let the employer know that they were taken out of work for a few more days to be evaluated and see if their treatment that they were given by the emergency room was successful, and giving them the opportunity to contact their primary care physician and their specialist regarding the condition. The individual contacted the employer, and they advised the employer that they would be out for additional days, and they contacted this dedicated number to let them know what was the situation and that it would be documented. When the individual contacted the specialized numbers for this particular type of situation that evening, the operations center was having difficulties with their computer systems, as it sometimes happens. So they were not able to document the information. But the individual that took the information later called back to the individual to let them know that a confirmation number was generated. Come the next morning, the individual contacted the center, the reporting center again, because they had had word that the confirmation number had never went through, and this was a CYA type situation. Cover your glutes. You know what I mean. And they contacted the center again to let them know that the information was not received by the employer. They got a internal customer service representative for their organization, and they told the internal customer service representative the situation that the confirmation number was not received by the employer. Now, the new customer service representative that did take the call, instead of listening to what the customer was saying, they kept giving the customer protocol. Well, if you were given a confirmation number, then that meant that it went through. The individual was continually telling the customer service representative, well, that's not the case in this matter. I talked to the employer, the individual said, and the employer said they did not receive the information, so I'm calling back. And instead of showing empathy, showing good listening skills, and addressing the matter, they tend to want it to continually say that it was something apparently that maybe the individual or their particular employer had overlooked. It didn't go through. The first representative didn't know what they were talking about. That's the perception received by the customer. Now, how I felt this matter should have been addressed. I felt that the customer service representative, the internal customer service representative, should have, number one, acknowledged that they are hearing what the customer is saying. The customer is saying that I did the process and it didn't go through. Acknowledging the matter would be, well, I understand what you're saying, and it is unfortunate that that happened. I'll be glad to assist you going further. That's the short version of it. Instead of going back and forward telling the customer
how it works and our systems are automatic. And if you got confirmation number, it meant that it went through. No, acknowledge to the customer that something may have gone wrong. And unfortunately, I'm sorry you did not get the result you were looking for, but let us move forward and get the result now. But the individual didn't do that. So in this situation, the customer and the internal customer service representative are going through a back and forth for what's supposed to happen and what happened, and the customer service representative is not taking responsibility. But in the customer's perception, is becoming argumentative with the customer. Bottom line, the process had to be repeated. The customer reported to their internal management that there had seemed to have been an issue with the customer service representative. The customer requested to speak to the supervisor of their department, who they were advised would not be in until like an hour later. I just want to get some of your thoughts and your feedback on how you expect to be received as the customer. And do you think, listening to what I've shared, that the customer is receiving the level of customer service that they should have? If a customer in this particular situation is a little bit more delicate, if the customer is ill and they're calling a line that handles illnesses, do you feel that the customer service representative should be combative or do not show empathy or appears to not have good listening skills in this particular situation? Now, every customer service experience is different, but I think that when you consider someone's referring to a sickness or illness, that it should be even a greater level of care that should be handled in those situations. I have worked in customer service for many years, and my job was always to show good customer service, even when I had a bad day or did not feel that well. This is one situation that we're going to be addressing today, because I'm going to make this a two-parter. And let me give you another customer service experience in the attached episode to follow. This right here is meant to be a dialogue, just not a listen that you listen to and move on with your day. I'd like to get some feedback on this matter. Tell me about what you feel about customer service in these particular two episodes. This is taken from the TIM. This is Tim. Stay tuned for the next episode coming up right after this message. Hey, 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 this is Ticket from the TIM, and that's Tim, that's me. This is part two of Lackluster Customer Service. As I mentioned in part one, I said today we will have a two-part series in Lackluster Customer Service. Now, what I've tried to do is I've tried to make the situation anonymous, not using any names, not using any particular emphasis on the customer or the customer service representative, but just using the content of the matter to try to get from you, the listener, your feedback on lackluster customer service. I want this to be more of a dialogue instead of a monologue. I want to get your feedback. So I've opened up the message window in this particular episode for you to give feedback on what you think about customer service and lackluster customer service, or maybe you feel that customer service is stellar. And if you have customer service that is a stellar experience, I'd like to hear from that as well. Today, however, my subject matter is on lackluster customer service. And what do you feel? Do you feel that our customer service standards are staying up with what they have been in the past? Or do you sometimes feel they drop short nowadays? The next experience I'm going to talk about is an experience
with a customer dealing with a face-to-face customer service experience. In this particular story I'm going to talk about is when you're receiving customer service face-to-face with a representative, and in this case, a cashier. The customer in this experience went to a well-known, popular, I guess they would call it superstore, or I don't know what you call it, when you have groceries and other items inside of the same store, that particular type of store, without giving you more information. The person in this story is a person that usually have a good, outward, happy, alive, motivated spirit. And in this particular incident, that remained true. The customer had went through the store that particular day, and the customer had got to the register and had greeted the cashier, who in turn never returned a greeting, number one. Number two, the customer had put their items on the belt in order for the cashier, service representative, to ring up, tally in total, the items that the individual had purchased. Now, one of the particular items was particularly heavy. It was a case of an item. And the customer said to the customer service representative, good morning, gave them a greeting. Again, the customer service representative never responded. The customer service representative or cashier wanted the individual to move the item off of the belt in order for them to be able to ring up other items. But instead of addressing it, the customer service representative gave sort of a nonverbal, seems to have been disconnected point at the particular product, I guess symbolizing to move the product. Now, the customer saying, okay, maybe this person may have be mute or something, you don't know. So they get the item off of there and, you know, the representative still is not speaking to the customer and has sort of a look, whether on their face. So the customer said to the representative, you know, I say, good morning, are you having a bad day? Is everything okay? Person still never said anything. So they started kept ringing up the items and seemed like they now were a little flustered with the customer. So the customer had an internal but verbally external exchange within themselves. Like, I don't know what's going on. You know, this person's not even that friendly. I don't understand why, you know, they can't even say anything. I mean, what's the problem whatsoever? And the representative, the cashier, continued to ring up the items and whatsoever. And at the end of the sale, the customer paid for their items, and it was apparent that the customer service heard the internal dialogue the individual was having, and then they finally said, have a good day. Which, I don't know, maybe the disconnect, maybe they were, you know, and maybe they don't hear, maybe they have a hearing loss problem, or I don't get it personally. But I feel that if you're in a frontline position and you're dealing with a customer, you should, number one, be friendly. Number two, you should always acknowledge the customer by saying hello. That's the least you can do, to say hello to someone. Now, if the customer speaks to you directly and you have the ability to speak directly to the customer, or if the customer asks you a question and you have the ability to answer the question, you should do so. And you should not act as though you are ignoring the customer.
Now, in this situation, the customer was actually, I believe they said, on the phone talking to somebody while they, so it wasn't more or less of an internal dialogue they was had with themselves. So I stand corrected on that. They were talking to someone through their headset on their phone as well. Actually, I don't know if it was a headset or they were using a hand unit, and they were telling them about what the experience was that they were going through. I was told that the individual that was on the phone was telling them, okay, calm down, it may, but they just may have been having a bad day and this so ever. And the customer was saying, regardless of whether you have a bad day, you should still acknowledge your guests. And I believe that. I believe that if I personally say hello to you, and you have the ability to respond to me, you should say hello. Now, some of you may say, well, if the person was on the phone, the person may have thought they were talking to a person on the phone. But from what I gathered, that was not the situation. Eye contact was made with the customer service representative, in this case, cashier. And the greeting, the salutation was expressed to them directly. The statements was expressed to them directly when they pointed to the case that needed to be removed, to let them know, is this what you want me to do? You want me to remove this? Oh, I'm sorry. All that was done. So it wasn't a case of the customer service representative or cashier did not know that they were being addressed. Number two, I do not believe that a customer should be on the phone when they're talking to a customer service rep, if that indeed was the case. But I believe that as individuals, we know when we are being spoken to and when we're not. So I want to get some of your feed on that. Do you feel that the representative or the cashier in this case was doing a good job of giving good customer service when they were not acknowledging being addressed or the salutation or the greeting? And for them to ignore the somewhat like the customer never existed, but then follow up in the end with have a good day or something like that. And you could tell by the way they were looking during the whole situation that they were perturbed. And is it the customer's responsibility to know or even not know, but accept the fact that maybe you had some external situations you were dealing with in your mind while you're doing your job? And I know in a lot of situations I say if you have a problem you should leave it at the door, but sometimes you can't leave the problem at the door, and sometimes you know we have to work because we need to earn a living. But I believe that if you're in any type of frontline situation, you should always give, number one, you should give the acknowledgement to the customer. Number two, you should be friendly and pleasant and try to have a smile on your face even if you're not in a smiling mood, and make the customer feel welcome and receptive. So I would like to get your feedback on this information. How do you feel that the customer service representative acted and reacted? And do you feel that it's a great look for the particular merchant? And what is your views on good, bad, and lackluster customer service? I'd like to hear your feedback. This is Take It from the TIM, and that's Tim. I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye for now. Hey, 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 this is Tim Robinson, and this is Take It from the TIM, and that's Tim. The subject matter for this is lackluster customer service. However, there are times when you get genuinely outstanding customer service that do the job and sometimes go above and beyond what is required or expected. And in giving the contents of the podcast earlier, I look for things that you feel may be lackluster in the service that you're receiving. But now I want to give a couple kudos to a few customer service representatives that I have since had very good experience. One of the customer service representatives I'm going to give you, well, actually, two of the customer service representatives that I'm going to give you are from the same organization. The first one is GoDaddy. after setting up the podcast to go out to you guys today, I had to call GoDaddy because I had to make some changes with my account, and I wanted the podcast to start coming out of my domain instead of coming out of the podcast hosting company, if you can understand that. So I contacted GoDaddy, and when I initially got on the call with GoDaddy, I was really frustrated because the fact is the online system they had did not appear to be very user-friendly initially. So I requested to speak to a representative. The representative that I received on the call, the first representative was a young man by the name of, it was Ben. Ben was the first representative that I spoke with. And Ben handled the situation. He even sort of got me laughing about it. And he did a very good job in diffusing the situation and being able to walk through and to help me with the situation. So I'm going to give kudos to Ben from GoDaddy today for giving me very superior customer service experience. I really do appreciate that, Ben, and I wish you a lot of success. The second person was from GoDaddy because I called them back about my securities on my account. I wanted to make some changes with that. And on this particular time, I got Adam. Adam also delivered exemplary customer service experience. He handled the customer service tasks very well, and he did a very good job in handling my situation, getting it resolved, and also explaining to me the reason and the nature for things, and also giving me a very good information so I would know, you know, going into further calls. So I'm going to give kudos right now up to Adam. Adam, for a exemplary job in customer service. Now, after I got off the phone with GoDaddy, I actually called Instacart. I just found out about Instacart recently because I haven't been going to work. I was on vacation last week, and then I have some health issues this week that I'm not going to work. And I called Instacart because I had like a credit on my account that was going to expire like tomorrow, and I know that I'm not mobile right now. I couldn't go and take advantage of this. I was wondering what I could do, and I just signed up for Instacart, and I spoke to Carla. Carla was the third person I spoke to, and she's from Instacart. She helped me understand how to go about redeeming that coupon, and I was able to redeem that coupon, and I was able to set up my order, since I cannot leave my house today, for them to deliver. So I want to give kudos to Carla from Instacart for giving exemplary customer service. From being in the customer service industry for so many years, the first thing you do if you have a customer that's irate, or a customer that is not understanding what you're saying, or even if you feel any types of indifference, the first thing is to diffuse the situation. Be empathetic, let the customer know that you hear them, you understand their concern, and your job is to resolve it to the best of your knowledge and ability. Make the customer feel valued. And that is what I got from the experience that I had this morning with Carla, Adam, and Ben. And for you guys, I hope that you can give this message to your superior and let them know that you gave exemplary customer service and that you did a job well done. This is Tim Robinson, and take it from the TIM, and that's Tim. Kudos to the people that do great customer service. And for those that don't give you the customer service you expect or the lackluster service, it's also to be made known. But you should give praise to those that give you good customer service, and you should also give acknowledgement to those that didn't give you good customer service, so if there's a breach in training, they can be trained to give you the great customer service in the next experience. Kudos to you guys, and I hope you guys join me for the next podcast, which should be on Friday, because it's going to be Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sunday, and we'll have another topic to talk about at that time. Thanks for listening to Take It From the TIM, and that's Tim, that's me, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye-bye for now. Hey, this is Tim Robinson, and this is Take It From the TIM, and that's Tim.
Want to give you the schedule of the upcoming podcast. I've decided to make this a 3-day a week endeavor. Podcasts will be coming out on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. So make sure that you mark your calendars for Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday, and podcasts will usually be released around the noontime hour. Set your schedule for Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and come back and see me at Take It From The TIM. That's Tim, and that's me. I'll see you in the next podcast. Tell a friend, and come on back and see me.